We are up to Reb Zira Shaw. I think we might have got a little past there, but let's stay up there. Reb Zira Shaw, which is 3, 6, 9 lines on the top. We spoke yesterday about the studded sandals, right, which we had in the Bavli already. You know, the nails protruding from the sandals. Now it's wearing on Shabbos. So can you put them on one of your sandals? Or you have up to a quota of up to 24 nails. Can you put them all on one of your two sandals? I'm really sure, so he said it's okay. Mali name Agabi Mina Lechon. Can you put him on one shoe? Now, there are two versions here. The Korbanei takes out the Echon, and he says the Shaila was where there's that din, and now it's where the sandal and Masumar, the studded sandal, also on shoes. Or is it just the does it just apply to sandals? Right, so and Amalei Shari, he said it's permissible. They never made the gzera on shoes, just on sandals. The other one to understand is that Pnei Moshe, and really this is the same question as the previous question. It's divided in two artificially, but the question is whether you're allowed to put all 24 of those nails on one sandal or one shoe, and he said it's permissible. Okay, Ema Gardim Minolim Sandolim. One is not allowed to scrape shoes and sandals because you might come to actually do or tan them in some way, shape, or form. I don't know if tanning is the right word, but work them over. Avosachin Madichin also, what is allowed to oil them and rinse them. Rabbi Crispo, Bishem Rabbi Yochan Tambudi, the Rabbi Chiaruba. Rabbi Crispo, Nei Rabbi Yochan, the students of Rabbi Chia the Great said, Amrin. They said that the Rishonim, the earlier generations, or Rishonim Yomri Magadim, would say that you can't scrape your sandals on Shabbos. Rashni and the later generations, who became firmer, of course, Omin Emagai, said you can't scrape your sandals on Shabbos. Be Charles the Rebbe. I asked Rebbe. Now, Rebbe, again, here we have Machlos Korban Eda's Girsos Rav. Asked Rav. And Be Charles the Rebbe, Umar said, Emagai. He said you can't scrape. We see one of the students, Rabbi Chia the Great, said that you can't scrape, as opposed to the other students who just mentioned a moment ago, hold, you can't scrape. That's the way the Korban Eda does it. Pnei Moshe, however, doesn't change the gears. He says, Charles the Rebbe, I asked Rebbe himself point blank, and he said, hey, Magari, we're not allowed to scrape. And that Rebbe Zira said, nevertheless, we find one of the suits of Rechia the Great, they go around the Paschal that you're allowed to scrape the shoes on Shabbos. Okay, be that as it may, says the Gemara, the Rabbanan, the Gesam, they said you can scrape your shoes, so as long as you use the back of the knife, not the front of the knife, right?
When you're talking about scraping, they're not doing this on purpose. This is a Doroshen Oskar.
No, it is. I mean, well, what do you mean?
They want to be scraping their shoes.
To get off mud. So,
softening the leather.
That's the answer, but that's not why they're doing it. If they're doing it in order to soften the leather, it certainly would be awesome. The question was. Something like that. Okay. It's a little bit of a wild connection there. What's something to that effect? Okay. Says the Gemara. Amrei Chibrashi, Nigin Abin Yasu Kumi Rebbe, we sign for Rebbe, Mashchin Umishagzin, which meant that we would pour oil on our shoes, and we would also pour water on them. That as well. However, Avalomagadin, we would not scrape our shoes. Says the Gemara in Tzachim Minoli v'Sandoli, one is not allowed to oil shoes and sandals. Leyosu Chodam Esrago, a person is not allowed to put oil on his foot if Huvotocham, you know, the foot is in a shoe. That's Rago v'Tocham Sandal or his leg, and he's in a sandal. But he's allowed to first anoint his foot with oils, and afterwards, in a separate step, put it inside a shoe, and similarly is allowed to anoint esrago his foot, and put it into a sandal. Okay, so the two-step process is permissible. One-step process is forbidden, but it's too similar to tanning. Okay? Says Gemara, Sach shevisag gavi kata blaya chadosha, you're allowed to pour oil on a new mat, a leather mat, it seems. Veino, Benachlishish, not to be a problem, does not problem Shabbos. Leighton and Agabi Shetabo shall shayish misagula, but somehow if you put the same leather mat on a marble table and pour oil on it, so that doesn't wash. That's no good, because it looks too similar to Chilul Shabbos. I don't know exactly why. I'm not sure the difference is. Yeah. What? Maybe it's more smooth. I don't know. So in any event, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Bar Matir Shimon says permissible. Ain lo b'shim midolim v'sadolim chadoshim. One is not allowed to wear new shoes and sandals. And he can't lo b'shim midolim v'sadolim chadoshim unless you walked in them from before Shabbos began. Why do you think that is? Because they hurt your feet. That's right. You might come to very good. They might hurt your feet. Might come to carry them. Says the Gemara, "Kama yelo biluchan." How much you have to walk with them before Shabbos begins to wear them on Shabbos? So bnei b'ati bar kapora. I mean, the something the door bar kapora said, "Ad beis rabbi the rabbi Hoshea." I skipped again. They say me base Rava from the house of Rava, which is a certain well, very known base medrash. Rava the Bar Kapora ad base Ravia the Rabbi Yeshua after the base medrash Rabbi Yeshua. So base Ravia means a schoolhouse, right, where they taught stuff to cause people growthful activity. So that distance. That's how far, that's so much he has to wear the shoes before Shabbos begins in order to continue wearing them on Shabbos. The Bei Bar Kapora said, Asa Bar Kapora, they said, I'm sorry, I didn't say the Bei. The Bar Kapora, went back. Tzipora, I mean, in Tzipori, they said, mean Knish the Bavloi, the amount of time or amount of distance which you have to walk in these shoes is the distance from Knishta Bavloi from the Babylonian shul in Tzipori. Adarti Dorei Chama Bar Chanina until the dwelling place of Chama Bar Chanina. Tiviroi, I mean, further said, means Sidra Ruba from the Great Base Medrash Ad Chanusa Dorei Yishreya until the store kept by Rabbi Yoshio. So all these things are the definition of the minimum shiurim of bringing your shoes. That's right. Okay, thanks. To sandal shivsku oznov, a sandal whose handles are broken off. Not handles literally, but you know. The eyelets to which you place the straps. Okay? Sandal Shivsku Chavi Oznov or Shivsku Chavisov or the the larger what did you call them? Take it back. Sarshiv's cause of Shenivsku with Chaviosov is its Ritsuos, its belt. And Shenivsku, Oshipirsha Akharov Echos Mikapa, for the majority of one of its souls is missing. So then, Torah, the whole thing is a Torah, because it's no longer to be a shame kli. However, Nisko Akas Mios, no, if only one of his handles is missing. One of his. One of his straps. One of his not straps, but the base which holds the what? No.
Turns out the Corbinator says Tarsio Sabar Rit Suis Shall Has Sando Kafiha Orich. The Orich says it's the other one. One pair is like a shin guard, the other one seems like to be like a strap.
Truly not a shin guard.
It's
really not a shin guard.
Well, it says, Kavatapua or Gabia Regel, Basil Echoes by Hamilton Bosch Hamidol.
Thank you. We had a picture of Shabbos. Where was the picture we had in Shabbos of the shoe? No, we had in Shabbos. There's your basic sandal. This is the these are the chavasim. These are the tarsios. See, this is a solid piece of leather strip in the back, right?
The heel
piece?
It's the heel, yeah.
Right.
Goes around the heel.
It's solid. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then we have kapoisov, that's the actual base. Okay? So, sado shnivsku. Oh, where am I? Oh, boy. Sorry. I'm tired. Want to go to New York at the beginning of the week, ruins the whole week. Not a reflection of New York, Chas v'Shalom.
It's a traveling.
It's the traveling of being spoon-like sardines onto the airplane and all that. What? How? Yeah. You guys are travel first class? What? Yeah. So in any event, so here it says Nibska Achas Miosnov. Was that enough to wear enough to do? I lost my place. Let's start from the little hay. Okay, Salish Nibsku Osnov. The Oznaim are that's where the things actually go. So let's have us, huh?
Side flaps
of the same. Okay, so these are two
I remember now. What? All right. sort of a thing to the court that I don't want to laugh. So I just
it's like if you have something that you're letting it all drip off your whole world, right?
Okay, this is the various different components. Okay, you have strings which go across here, and you have strings which go across back here, right? The string, right? And this is the heel piece. Okay? So now it's the inside. The Osnov are these. These things, the things in the back, literally it's handles. Shivsku chavosov, those are the strings themselves. Three strings here. Shivsku tarsiyosov, those are these little things over here, which hold the strings in place, okay, in the front of the sandal. Oshapir shirov achas mikafor, the majority of one of its soles is missing. Tor. The sandal's tar, no longer is a keli, loses its status of tomei, which it once had. Nivsko achas mi osnov, if one of its handles is missing, achas mi chavosov, one of its strings, achas mi tarsiyosov, whatever these are, these things which hold the strings in place. Or not all the soul is cut in two, but a majority is gone. Still, Tommy, it still has his name as a shoe. But we don't have Tmei. If the one towards the inside between your legs breaks, Tmei, then it's still Tommy because you'd still wear it because the problem is on the inside of your legs. However, that's the other way. If it's pierced on the outside, then it's tahor because nobody wears the sandals in that case because it's degrading. So if the inner one is pierced, it's still tamei because it's still keli. If the outer one is pierced, means towards the outside of your body, away from the which are on your outside side as opposed to your inside side. So then it's tar. The shoe is tar because you're never going to wear it again, at least not in that Shabbos, right? So there, it's not a vessel. It's not a vessel vis-a-vis Tumah Tar, not a vessel vis-a-vis Shabbos either. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Racha and Rav Tavli Chanin Barboa both say b'shem Rav Halach Rabbi Yudah and Shabbos. So there's a Shabbos Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzhak Havale Uvda. He had a case. Shlokhle Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Gabi Rav Chia Barba. So he sent the Shail for Rabbi Yaakov Baracha to Rav Chia Barba. Amal Yisrael said, Kshem Shin Chalukim Ben Shabbos. Kachim Chalukim Ben Tumah. They say, Machlokas, we have in Shabbos. We also have in Tumah. Borele Kra... Burley Grabboy passed my Grabbana. What did Rabbana hold again? Oh, then no matter which one broke, it's still Tommy. Okay? Inside, outside, it doesn't make a difference. Okay? Boom. Rabbi Yitzchak, so it says more, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yitzchak. Boy, yes. Veshama Meimar Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, he heard that Halacha Rabbi Yehuda from the logic. V'um Arle Rabbani, he's passing like Rabbani. How could this be? So Yaakov Yitzchak Havel Yehuda, he also had a case. Shol Rabbi Zira, he went to ask Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira Shol Ravami, Rabbi Zira went to ask Ravami. Amalei say Sekedivrei Mishu Metame. According to Pink, who says that even after part of the shoe is missing, it's still Tame. So. It should be mutter, actually. Mutter, let's say, but you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Why? Because it still has its original form, right? The divrei mishu mitayer, where anybody that says once a little broken and ready is tar, so then it should be also allowed to use, but you're not allowed to go out with it because I'm afraid that all sorts of things might happen, catastrophes and so on and so forth. What?
wouldn't it also be mutz because it's no longer shoe?
That's a good point, right? If it's muktzah and no longer shoe, so it also have that problem. It could be very good, right? Says so we didn't learn anything at all from this exercise because he didn't get a clear cut halacha. We passing like either like Rabbanan or like Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't know who's who. Says the Gemara Tani, we learned. However, one is allowed to wear a ripped sandal until one gets the opening to one's courtyard. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zira, Avon, Metailim, be Isratatio, Isratin. They were walking down a large road. Ifsik Sanda, which I think it's just a rabbi, but I'm not sure that's germane. So Ifsik Sanda, Rabbi Yaakov's sandal split open. I mean, the Matalim of Pile, when they reached the town of Pile, Omar Lisa said, Zeu Pesach Haterecha. He pointed to somebody's house and says, this is the opening to your courtyard. Okay? Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Korach Sabono Leyen. Rabbi Yaakov used to wrap around. We used to wrap this around. Well, he used to wrap around the shoe which broke on Shabbos a little piece of palm strand in order to hold it together. Okay? Rabbi Avonu, Agid Malbnike, I skipped, right? What? Rabbi Avo Korach Agid Malbnike. He composed and comprised the shoe where the belt, the shoelaces broke by using a little bit of palm thread in order to do it. And maybe did it before Shabbos began. I don't know if he did it on Shabbos.
He fixed it. He tied something up.
Oh, actually, no. On Shabbos, not because he didn't do kosher. See, the entire thing. Right. Even if it's not kosher, it's worse than the rabbanon. Man, there's even lower madrigas and things which are not also wrong. Again, I lost my place. What? So I have a good Malbnike in a Mukhan. He held that those little twist ties, I don't know if that's what they have, but which tie together vegetables, was to be Mukhan and he used them to press the grapes. Okay? Rabbi Yonah Taukit the Chilchur Chilchre. This is, I said grapes. Was it grapes? Doesn't make a difference, right? Assume it doesn't make a difference. Avogad Malbnike mina Mukhan. Rabbi Avo said again, this bundle which they used to tie together vegetables is considered to be Mukhan. Rabbi Yaino Taki the Chalitre. Now nobody says exactly what this line means. Everybody goes to town here and nobody clearly understands what's going on. Some of them even admit to understand what's going on. So he says, Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Yoda, sorry. Tauki the lechitra. So they changed the girsa here to. Well, actually, you don't have to change the girsa. Clearly, that's going on. He threw a sandal. The chiltere is the sandal. I don't know what language, but sure, some Greek Roman dialect. So Taki the chilte, he threw his shoe via car, and that is a special mile. In other words, even though he could have walked to the next place, which was Rosh Hashanah as he began, nonetheless he threw his shoes immediately where he was. It happens to me, they bring down here, there happens to have been some way to retrieve it. But he did throw it down where it was and then didn't take it home to the chotzer, to the courtyard of his house, as it is mutter. Okay? So Rabbi Yonasak the chitre, he threw their shoe into a chitre, which the Mefarshim say is a store used for making perfume. Vikar, when it says Vikar,
Carbonator says a store of
Kashut and Margolios. Yeah. What did I say? Perfume store. They are attacking the chil tray. He threw the shoe when he used to break into a store. Be a car. And that's better. Of Tzavchra Habesidra Yikar. I forgot how to read that.
I don't think he could be.
I mean, I would just, it makes sense that you can't force him. Okay, Bnei Moshe says, by the way, you're looking at the top of Bnei Moshe, right?
I'm looking at the
carbonator. Oh, the carbonator. Because Bnei Moshe gives a whole long shot, and then at the end he says, that's why I said you vomit, but that's the wrong shot, and now I'll tell you the ripe shot.
That's right, that's great.
You see, if you take a look at the third to last narrow line, he says, that's why I'm having difficulty here. Kach be rash be a bum and shum. I've a pair of shamitva nachon kachu. So I don't know. No, that's right. He went through a whole long thing, which is understand that. He went through a whole long thing, which is incorrect. That's even Lieberman says he doesn't understand the language. But they throw in the word chadusa. So a talke means he threw. In other words, when his shoe broke while he was walking, he took it off, but the thing is, he didn't want to leave it right there in the middle of the road, I guess, you know, for some reason. So, no, it's not necessarily bottom line. It seems like being thrown into a story had a way to retrieve it, but it could be because you're not allowed to leave something once you start Rosh Hashanah Yochim. You're not allowed to leave Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, you really have to remove it to a Carmelist, right? So he had to take it off his foot, right? Talki, and throw it to the Talki the Chitre. Via car, and there was plenty room to go to throw it there. In other words, he had enough room to get it in. It was very easy for him to do. However, ob tzivchar, what's the big mila here? No, I think you're right about the bottom line.
They said
right.
It was the same one.
According to the first shot, I think he says, the one that he rejects, that it was for the bottom line that he threw it there. And a bigger mile would have been had he not thrown anywhere and just dropped it on the spot. But the second shot, he says he threw it in because he had to throw it in. He didn't want to leave in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. He was not right. The corpus is the other Rosh Hashanah. And he threw into a broad place in the store. And of Tzivchar, the mila is that he did this even though a little bit down the way, Tzivchar always means a little, have a sidra of the Rabbi Lezer. There was, have a sidra Yakir, there was a, the way the Pnei Moshe reads, have a sidra Yakir, the Rabbi Eliezer. A little bit down the way there was the base medrash, Sidra's base medrash, Rabbi Lezer, and Masalikli, and he could have walked there. Why? What does it mean he could have walked there? Because we said before, if your shoe breaks in the middle when you're road, you can go to the opening of your chotzer. So he really could have gone a little bit more and gone to the base medrash, Rabbi Lezer. It's a mile, it's impressive to us that he didn't go that far, but really where he was, he took it off and threw it into the media, the adjacent store, in order to prevent any possible prohibition.
And that was less than
$1. I assume so, yeah. Right. So, anyway, that means something like this. said it like that. Ravir Boykun Rabbi Zira Maulachlif. Ravim asked from Rabbi Zira, can you switch shoes? When one shoe breaks, can you switch to the other side? Amalei Shari said it's permissible. Afiluke nonetheless, Amalei, so he said, Pukha, nonetheless, he said, go find a certain fiber in order to use, in order to tie it together. In other words, even though hypothetically you could switch one shoe to the other, but nonetheless, I'd rather you get rely on the heter of using a certain type of a fiber in order to fix it. Okay, I don't remember that the Bavli made a big deal out of this fiber. I think the Bavli just said it's awesome. But I might be wrong. Nafak v'ashkogray bavar memushor le'vishara. So he went to ask Rav Bobar Memel. Rav Bobar Memel allowed him to wear the shoe without adding on this little fiber. Rabbi Yisrael said, "Masni soma kevuvein." Our Mishnah says that shoe mil malbush, that he could switch shoes without fixing it up from foot to foot, and that's considered a valid form of dress, which won't be in Yisrael Otsar. How do we know that? Because it says that Nina Nobishel small be mean chalitzasak sheira. If we take off the left shoe on the right foot, the chalitz is good. Says Mahadat Temel Orech. It's only lengthwise. Havel Rochav Tershiro Chovis Rova Rego. Widthwise, it has to hold the majority of the foot. Now, nobody knows exactly what this is going on. The Pnei Moshe says, what it means is that the I think he changed the gear, so yeah, he changed the exact opposite. He says Hona Tema L'Rocha Avul Orech Tzio Shui Soye Choyfe Esa Zero Barre, that's covering most of the foot. But that we mean, whatever the case may be, we mean that it has to, that you can have a sandal which is split horizontally and vertically. And one of the two directions got to be completely whole, not partial. The other one can be partially destroyed, even majority destroyed, as long as something's left. Okay? Gary, please.
You can't make even a temporary knot.
You can make a double knot, but yeah, not a temporary knot, but not a permanent knot. Yeah, that you might be able to.
You can't take out the shoelaces.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
He has an apartment here, right?
He's allowed 4 ounces out here. Okay. It's not Misakin. The other shoelace is Mukta. She's never used it before. It's not Misakin.
Unless you
designate right, it'll work. Right. You can't go with one sandal. Because people suspect you. They shouldn't say Ishpo Nifsak Sandolo, that this guy, his sandal broke. The Tolo Bei Shechu, and he's holding it under his arm. In other words, he's really carrying it at the same time because he's only wearing one shoe. The other shoe must be under his arm. So it's Gemara. Bismanch ain't Barago Mako. It was a quote from the mission. It says only when his foot doesn't have a wound. Yesh Bismano, Yesh Barago Mako, if he has in his foot a wound, who knows he's allowed to wear one shoe. Alayz Menonoisim, which leg can he wear the one shoe on? We have a small cloak in the Bavli as well. Shmuel Mer Alayz Hashem Bo Mako. Who knows? Put it on the other shoe, on the other foot, the foot which has no maka, right? Why? Because ima emrat aloisa sheish bo maka. Mr. says that he puts on one which has a wound, right? So that ima emrat aloisa sheish lo maka. Who knows? Man tsayer le. Who's going to see? Who's going to know that he has a wound? Right? He's going to hide the wound by putting the shoe there. Sire means like sire in Hebrew, which means to you. Who's going to see it? So next word it says delo, but I think it's a typo. I think it's supposed to be elo. Elo ite, and of course he should put on the other's foot. Rabbi Yochamara lo sheshesha mako nosin. You can put on the foot, which does have the wound. Shimon barba, have mishamish kol Rabbi Yechon. Shimon bar Boza was serving in front of Rabbi Yechon. Bava Moshe le sandole gahada de tani was giving him sandals like we learned in the Braisa. Says the Derech Eretz, when for the proper Derech Eretz, Kshu Noel, when you put on your shoes, Noel Shemin, first you put on the right shoe, Vachagam Noel Shosmo, then you put on the left shoe, right? Shu Cholot, you remove the shoes, Cholot Shosmo, first you take off the left shoe, Vachagam Cholot Shalimin, and then you take off the right shoe. So you gave him first which shoe? Which shoe did he give him first? The right shoe. Right, because he wanted to put on the right shoe first. Because you know, no, what you mean, right? So Rabbi Yechonan said to him, "Armele Rabbi Yechon, Bavlaya, Babylonian. Lo tave kein, don't do that. You're Rishon lo yose kein. The original generations would not do this. The exact, they'd do the exact opposite. What did they do? Like you know, when they used to put on shoes, no, so small. They should first put on the left shoe, but Charkach, no, so I mean, only then the right shoe." Why is that? For the chashivas of the right shoe. Shlotireis, shlotirtei nireis, shlotirtei pukumba. That the right shoe or right foot shouldn't look damaged. What do you mean shouldn't look damaged? What do you mean it shouldn't look damaged? What? So it's a gemara. Hadamra teaches also sheishol makunos. What is the damage? It must be the damage is that if you put only a right shoe on, if there's a moment when you only have your right shoe on, at that moment it looks like that right shoe, the right foot must have a wad, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a wound, because you only allow one shoe at the time when there is a wound. So, said Rabbi Yochanan to the Shamash, he said, if you give me the right shoe first, I put on the right shoe first by itself, so then everybody's going to think that the right shoe is wounded. So if I give me the left shoe to put on first, and then I'll put the right shoe afterwards. Okay? Then nobody will know if there was some problem or not. Okay? Says Gemara. So that this is all the deduction. Somewhere here, Rabbi Yochanan's statement ends, Rabbi Shimon bar Boza's deduction begins. I don't know exactly where. So it says Gemara. Amarle, Rabbi Yochanan said, yes, I'm in. Yes, Bavlai. In Bavlai, the Kamti Alei, correct by the Babylonian, because now you have revealed my secret. Okay. Says the Gemara further, Yotze b'tefillin Erev Shabbos im Chashecha, was allowed to go out with tefillin Friday night before nightfall. Then Yotze b'sand l'musumar Erev Shabbos im Chashecha, but not with the studded sandal, which is also where Shabbos meet the Rabbanah. My ben zu ze lo zu, ze was interested in the two cases, ze darko lachlot. By tefillin, we're not afraid you're going to wear them at night because normally people take them off at the end of the day. But the sandal masumar you're not necessarily going to take off because you might want to walk with it, and therefore chazal asked it late in the afternoon on Erev Shabbos. Okay, Ezuka now totally have left field. Ezuka be a mumcha. What is a successful amulet which is demonstrated prior to try and prove then that you can use? Right? Says more kosher involved with sharm shush, anything which healed a person three times in a row. Vote with shame Rabbi Yech, what's the matter? Okay. Rabbi Yochanan said, Naman Arofi, the doctors believe Lomar to say Kameh is a mumche, that this is an expert Kameh. I doubled it and tripled it. Rabbi Yeshua of Hashem Rabbi Zero said, "Repay lo adam echad, nema lo adam echad." If the kameh worked for one person, so that kameh now is good for that one person, right? Lishnayim, the kameh worked, the amulet worked for two people, so then lishnayim, the amulet is good for two people. Lishlosha, if the amulet worked for three people, then it works for anybody. We assume that anybody in the world will benefit from it, and we let anybody be Mechal Shabbos to take it. Okay. Right.
Now, the
amulet,
though, here it's being used
as a form, but not as a comprehensive question. We're going to discuss that. Yotze kameh, one is allowed to wear an expert coming out, whether it's made out of a pasuk, incantation, or whether it's made out of grasses. Vachli nenelo lo v'shir v'lo tabas, as long as you don't give him neither in a shir, which is a form of necklace, or a tabas, or a ring. Yeah, I don't know exactly why. The Mephoshim don't explain what's the problem with that, but somehow or another, the Kameh is not effective when it's in the form of a, you know, one of these things. A ring, or I guess when it's just adornment. Right, something like that. Maybe. Makes sense. Bon Rakumi Rabbi Yonasan, he asked for Rabbi Yonasan. Mao Masdisin Bahinda Silona, what's aloha by putting that water in jets, certain kind of pipes? Somebody said hypothetically, I say that water, this is about the Kamea. Can you put a Kamea into these pipes? So says Amalei, so he said yes. Vajli nenu lo b'shir v'lo b'tavas. Yeah, he said you're allowed to put, I don't know exactly his work, there's this little jet which I guess time released the herbs or something like that. So you're not allowed to put the the herb in the Silona in this little jet, as long as you don't put it into the bracelet or into the ring. I don't know exactly where it is. It's a nozzle. Nozzle, so other water goes past it and I guess it gets heated up or something. Something to that effect. Okay? What? Yeah, but somehow you put an artificial thing in there to heat up other water as well. Okay, Bon Rabbi Yonasan, that's Rabbi Yonasan. Mao Mapi Paumu Maiko. You're allowed to wear, it's like a necklace, kind of another kind of necklace. You're allowed to wear it So he said that Mishum Tachshit. It's also even to wear on weekday, where the before she explained it, because it's Zechul Chorba, you're not allowed to wear jewelry. It's also to wear this even on a weekday. So it says the Gemara, Imishum Tachshit. It's also to wear even on a weekday because it's the adornment of Avodah Zarah. Lo Daniel, Imishum Tachshit, Lo, Lobe Daniel, not sure exactly how to read that. I guess we would have a problem with Daniel. It's in essence what it means. How so? Because Daniel, it says, Imashu Tashu, just bring out the extra book. Imashu Tashu, Lo Daniel Laser. Laser meaning Daniel shouldn't have put it on. Laser means to put it on. Why should he put it on? Where is he put it on? It says, he had one of these golden chokers on his neck. So it says, well, it can't be a problem of tafsh, it can't be a problem of wearing jewelry, which is forbidden zechel and korban. And imishu masu b'shabbos. If it's a problem of Shabbos, you bind it or you connect it somehow to your garment, so it should be okay. Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Rishon Yossi said, Makos Shenisrap is really a new issue. A wound which is healed. No celerity, you're allowed to put on a bandage, even though the bandage looks like it's a refuah, it's not. Shein Ela Kavishmar, it's only a safeguard from anything getting in there. Right, Rabbi Avraham Mishem, Rabbanan Tamon said, "Noagin nosi agavi makom b'Shabbos, shein elokim b'Shamri." You have to put stuff on a makom Shabbos because only preserving it. All right, Tanakh Tamon said, "Chusmi alei panim shein fu, except for the medicinal herbs from the grape plant, which are refuah." Okay, so use them on Shabbos is like. Brings the clear of shchikas some money, that you're not going to you're going to grind the flour on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Rayah Moshe Rabbanan. I'm sorry. Amrei Tanuch the Chumah said, "Chutz mi alek panim shen lefuah, Again, we give over anything except for the leaves because they can be refua. Amrei v'hu rav chuna hada bepeya. If you have a peya with a certain kind of vegetable, ikar tav, one of its roots is good. Sagin, the more roots you get, tav is even better. Kol the isbe kad isbe chamisha kitrin. There are various different gradations. It has 5 knots, shivas kitrin, 7 knots. Tisha's kitrin, or 9 knots, tava, the more knots it has, the better. Tava sagi. Okay, again, I'm not sure exactly what these knots are, but they're K-N-O-T-S, right? What? Yeah, but in other words, you knot them together. Okay? So then when you knot them together, I'm not sure exactly what you do with it, but they're good for medicinal purposes. Now, Anchor, very interesting Gemara now. Anchoring Pasuk Agabi Makab Shabbos. So it's not allowed to say mystical mumbo jumbo incantation of Pasuk vis a vis a wound on Shabbos. Says the Gemara. I skipped. Sorry. Vachuvu Chuchlo Itain Moy. The pay only works if you don't put in water with it. Okay. Anchor Pasuk Agabi Makab Shabbos. Vadin the Karya Yabrucha Asr. The truth is, all those who read Psukim, such as the Psukim of Yavrucha, which have to do with the Dudoim, which Reuven brought to his mother, they're all forbidden, right? Also, Bo Kriyas Apostle Kalzeh. Come read this Pasuk. Abni Shehimat Bas. That's good? No. Abni Shehimat Bas. Well, a propokri apostle says one thing. Come and read this apostle with me for a healing. Or, al-benishumat bas, you have a woman has a son who's having some sort of seizure. Tainer love, save her, put on a safer tarot, tainer love, tefillin, or put on tefillin, b'shul shishin, or they should be able to sleep. Also, that's forbidding now to make people turn to superstition like that. Hey, we had something like this in the Bavli too. Right? What was it talking about there? Some idea, I don't remember exactly what. But, here we see that one is not allowed to have believe in superstitious signs and says things like that, right? Or even to use a pasuk in order to heal oneself. So it says, Mark, I can't say this, right? Vatai didn't learn, oh, you om shirshab goyim b'yushalayim. He used to say a song, you know, of against affliction. What's that? Rabbi Yehuda said, "Kankshen nifka kan." Oh, I guess the right that's Gemara's answer. Nevet. So the question is, we see they used to say the song, the Shushab Goyim, in order to protect people in Yerushalayim, right? So you see, you have to use psukim in self defense. So Rabbi Yudan Kanchanivka Kamishalonivka, it depends if it's already was afflicted or not. If it was already afflicted, you can't use a pasuk to get you out of your agony. That's mumbo jumbo and that's not permissible, right? However, before you get into a position of difficulty, you can daven to avoid it, okay? Says Gemara, let's see, inside Vatai Yomri Yushipu Pogi Mehushalayim. They used to have this song in Yushalayim. So Rabbi Yudan said, only once a person had a incident, then does he actually use this shushab goyim. I'm sorry, the exact opposite. Only before a person has an incident, not after a person has an incident. Because before a person has an incident, so it's a metaphysical protection. Once a person has had the incident, this doesn't protect them.
It's preventive medicine.
Right. What
about saying tehillah?
Same idea.
You
mean prevent
the person is sick.
Yeah, nobody understands exactly why that works. The logic is, if it bothers me enough, so maybe Hashem will intervene because of my schus. That's what it is. Okay? But otherwise, you're right. Our chronim have difficulty with it. It became a minute throw, but it's difficult. Okay? So, what my shavazu shushab goyim, what's the shushab goyim to prevent afflictions? Hashem or Abu Tsarai will call Mizmor. And Yosheb says, "Oh yeah, Ki Ator Hashem Machzir Yom Tzatu Melecha B'chol Mizmor." The entire the entire Mizmor in Tehillim. Okay, that's the Shir Shav Kohen, which is saying when you have an impending difficulty. Okay, Halacha Gimel. Lo teitzei isha memachan nekuba. A woman should not go out with a pierced needle. Below, pierced needle, there's a place for the thread. Lo tabat sheish lo choytzim, nor with a key which has a signet attached to it. Lo b'chuyar, lo b'kovelas. These are various different types of things which a woman wears in order to have like a pocket. So kulyar is one in which she it's a pocket. Whatever the case may be. Some of a kulyar is some sort of a woman's attachment. Lobakovelas, not something which is not with cables. Below, which is some way of holding up we'll see the more we'll explain. Lobakovelas, but Sorish applied to Nor with a plate full of perfume. If she took anything out, these out, Chayev is Chatos, she's Chayev Chatos. Okay? The Divrei Meir. Chachoim poaching, Kovelas, and Sorish applied to Nor. Chachoim say, you're Potter. From a chatos in the case of plaita, in the case of tzlochis, but not in any of the other ones. Okay? Says the Gemara. Tani, we learned. Lo yetzi achai b'machto shebekelo. A tailor should not go out with a needle, because that's like advertising. Lo lav lor, not a sofer. B'kumo shebeozno, not with the thing in his nose. V'atzava. And the painter should not leave without his bedugma shabozno, without his reference card, right, which he puts by his ear, which has all the other different paints. Below shulchani, and a money keeper should not go out bedina shabozno.
I make a mistake. I think I made a mistake. Let me start being more again.
The tailor should not go out with his needle, even if it's fixed into his garment, right? No, he shouldn't wear out a kumos, a pen, even though he's using that pen. And color is like the case of the painter.
Too tired.
Vatzavavadushozno, a painter should not go out with the sample in his ear, like I said, his color card. Roshchani b'shebedino shebozno, nor money changer with his money in his ear. If you wear out the display he wears in public, you're exempt. You're not chayev on b'chul Shabbos. Divrei Meir. Chormim uma b'mnusul chayev. Chayim say anytime you take something out, which is the normal way a craftsman carries it, you're chayev. You transgress Shabbos. Hashakul adam yoytzi mikach. Anybody else can wear it out like this. Mechal b'shitas her ameir. This kash her ameir. The tzinat amon. It says here by this woman in our Mishnah, im yotzi, if she went out with any of these implements, chayev is chatos. Chayev chatos. Divrei Meir. She is also a chatos. But by the artisan and his implements, you say it's only the rabbon and not the raisa. Ramona, Marlo Stump, so in order to answer this seeming contradiction, Ramona said without attribution. Rabbi Avum, Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Avum said, name Rabbi Yochanan, Talmud Erechotzah Benoshim. Women carry all these things out. That's why for them it's Chiyim Chatos. But here, the truth is, no craftsman wears the stuff in his ear or in his hair, whatever the case may be. It's an exaggeration. Who goes around failing Yotzi Mekach? His kids go around like that. They say, my daddy's a tailor, and look, here's his needle. Or my daddy's a painter, look, here's his reference card, right? So, but that doesn't make it their chotzon. Therefore, the adults are not chayev on that, okay? If they emulate the kids. Mekach. That's separate from Chayev Chatos. Okay, that may be it's not Chayev Chatos. The opposite. Now, according to Rabbanan, B'chavish itos in Rabbanon seem to argue themselves. Zit them are going poaching without kovelas. The Chachomi exempt a woman in our Mishnah. She goes out with the kovelas, or it's always applied to her bucket full of perfume. But if she goes out with the soy, neil she's chayev. How could this be? It should both be chayev or both be butter. Says more of a doy, human, but musu chayev. The truth is that price over there is also talking about women. If it's a woman who's a sewer, who's a needlepoint maker, and she goes out with a needlepoint needle, she's chayev, right? That's what we're talking about. That somehow they didn't get across. Says the Gemara, Rabbi said, I didn't read this. She goes, it's talking about a woman who is a tailor already. Rabbi Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Yavin, Rabbi Abba bar Rav Nachman said, Rabbi Nechemia Zuhi. Our Mishnah says about being like Rabbi Nechemia. How so? The Tina we learned. Tamon over there. Tabashom and Kelim. Tabashom Atechas. You have a ring made out of metal, right? V'chosim shalah and its seal shall matecha shall amogas of coral to mail. The ring is tummy, because the ring is primarily what? Primarily wet, metal. What about vice versa? The ring itself is coral, right? The seal is made out of metal. So then in that case, it's considered to be, says Gemara, Tire, right? Because we go by the amount of metal, which is the minority. So time. Let me say this: Rabbi Nechemia Machlif, Rabbi Nechemia changes it. Rabbi Nechemia Amir B'Tabas Acher Chosama. We always follow. We don't follow the majority of the substances. We go after whatever the seal is. So that must our Mishnah be must be Rabbi Nechemia, because our Mishnah says if you take out a ring with a seal, you're chayiv on Shabbos. The only way you can say you're chayiv is if you say that the focus is on the seal, because rings itself you're allowed to wear on Shabbos, right? So it must be the focus on the seal. So it says the Gemara, on Rabbi Elo said, no, my skin. It's wrongs. It's like a kotuk, you follow the stuff which holds the coats up. The no achar semisam nyorav by a lock, you go after the clicking things inside, whatever they're called, the tumblers. You go after the tumblers, right? Rabbi Elo said, "Tipat et Yavko." No, you can really answer. Mishnah is going quite everybody, right? How so? Bishal tzuk shol tia lachdom ba. When you removed it in order to, when you removed the ring from place to place in order to seal with it. Removed in order to seal with it. So obviously you're machshim the seal. So not even according to Rabbanu works. Not just according to Mechemi. Wolf always follows the seal, but if you intentionally took it in order to seal, so then you're chayiv on that.
It's okay if the father, a rich person,
can take his ring, the seal, Alan Shabbos.
He can't do it.
Yeah. A man, not a woman. You're talking about a woman, for it's worse. Rosh Hashanah Vazir said, if you add a ring which is made for both dormant and for sealing, if you took it out in order to seal with chayev, took it out jewelry, even on the seal. If you're taking out now as jewelry, so its jewelry effect is primary, and the other effect is secondary, and you follow the primary, and therefore you're potter, because for jewelry you're allowed to wear a chaps. Okay? Halachada. Lo yeta ishu matchak, I love a scythe, not with a sword, lo be keshes, not with a bow, lo be tris, not with a shield, lo be ola, not with a fork, a trident, lo be romach, not with a spear. Vimyotze vidin chayev chatos, now to carry these weapons at Shabbos, Rev Lezer Mertach Shitin, ain't lo, weapons are adornments for males, the chomrim ain't on lo, he'll ignite their detrimental, not detrimental, derogatory. Shnemet says, they'll beat their swords into plowshares, v'chani, so saying, limizamros, and their spears into pruning hooks. Okay. Biris toero, if a woman's wearing a biris, which is a single garter support, so she's tore. That's a mishav, she can wear it out on Shabbos. Kalim, kivolim, it's made. Kivalim go between waist and between leg and leg, and they are restrict movement, like cables, right? So kivalim are tmeim. They answer b'shabbos. They are kelim. You can't wear them on Shabbos. Okay, let's get back to the weaponry. See if it says v'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. They came out chamushim. What does chamushim mean? Equipped with weapons. They were armed. And 15 types of weapons. We don't know exactly where they are, but there were 15 types. Vezuhi, which kind of weapon is Nola? Minmantani, from that which it says, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yosef said, May, my side term is going from when do you can take truma off fruit? Mishatak or Ola, once the pitchfork is removed from the pile. Adamras teaches us, Kamin Dikrin, that these are like pitchforks. Okay, they're tridents. You know, Neptune is a trident, that's what they are. Matam Rebbeleza, wise Rebbeleza says swords are good. Because it says, Chagor Charbecho Ayerech Kibor. Gird your sword on your thigh, courageous one. Hold Chavadarech, this is your glory and your majesty. What's larger about it? The Chitzukar was saying they'll beat their swords into plowshare. The Chanisosan and Zameros and their spears into
pruning something or other. Right, pruning forks or pruning whatever.
It's only when the Mashiach comes.
Or when the UN comes. It's on the UN. So, amen. Itim is chitus chabes and itim. That's plowshares. Chayesem is amers from Gaza and pruning whatever shears. Chivshem Yechon said, "That's it. Machlokus more doesn't resolve it. I know you can say lost the level, but then whatever.
You still have to keep your weapons.
Yeah, but it's not a mile. Chivshem Yechon said, "Biris koshi yechidis." Beerus is a single guard support. Kavolin kosher shells been assignment has chains from leg to leg. Remember, Beerus is etzadah. Beerus in Tanakh Losh is called an etzadah. The Maravita said, when he cried his korban Hashem, it says in Parshas Matos Maasei, we brought the korban of God, Isha Shemotzah Kozov, any person who found gold is bringing it as a korban to Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, after the war against Midian. Etzadav, Etzabit, Tabas, Komil, Gil, V'chumaz, Chaper, and after saying we brought all these jewelry to atone for ourselves before leaving Hashem before God. Etzadav, what's an Etzadav? Zuproof Salah, that's a garter support, or a stocking support. Tamid, what's a tamid shirai? That's bracelets. Kamad Amar, like it says, Vatibidim Ayadah, Eliezer put the bracelets on Rivka's hand. Tabas is Kaya, a ring. Agil, Kachaya. Agil is the jewelry of prostitutes. Kamad Tamar, like it says, I take that back. Kachaya just means earrings. Innocent. It's not. It doesn't have a secondary meaning. No. Kumad tamer baglim shalz anechot earrings on your ear. Kumaz. This is the prostitute one. Yeshu in some says that's fushul beserechem. It's a form of the womb. Yeshu in some says that fushul daim is the form of the breasts. It says to see by yemo, and it says on that day yosher Hashem is tiferes achsis. God will take away the glory of the achsis. And the achsis is some sort of adornment. And we say that's a karkadaya. It's a type of shoe. Okay? Kamad tema, it says, with their feet they caused anger, or they caused poison. It said that the girls of the Benosion would put packets of perfume in the front of their shoe and go like this, and the perfume would come out and attract people. So that's the Kurkadaya. Okay, now we're going to go. It's late. We'll have to stop here. We're just going to go until the mission will take us 30 seconds tomorrow. Just a list of the various different pieces of jewelry mentioned in Yeshaya Gimel, which Hashem says they'll do away with, and their translation to Aramaic, which is really exciting. We'll do.